This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, little people? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. You're saying, what is this man talking about, little people? I'm one of you. I'm one of the little people. You may hear my voice broadcasting over the airways and think, man, that dude is something. I am one of you. 9 years ago, I sat in my media room ready to throw my shoes at the TV, listening to the nonsense I was hearing on TV. And I remember thinking to myself, these are professionals. These people know what they're doing. And, you know, they should know more than us. And they were spewing nonsense. And I didn't really pay that much attention. I can't tell you anybody in particular. Was it Brian Williams or Jake Tapper or whomever? It was some leftist journalist, and I use my finger quotes, trying to explain to me something that I knew inherently was absolutely wrong on its tail, and I was going, that's not true. And I knew Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama was going to be president, and I called it. I said, it's going to be that light-skinned Negro, and sure enough, he made it. And I thought to myself, Lord, what are you doing to us? And you probably thought it too. And some of you said, it's okay, because he's, you know, we got to get over all this racial stuff in America, and this will end it, and then we'll go back, blah, blah, blah. And we knew his policies. He told us. Said he was a communist, essentially. Said he's going to take your money and go distribute it. That's what he told my buddy Joe the plumber. I'm going to take your money and give it to some waitress who isn't making as much as you. And Joe's like, well, why would you do that? I'm middle class. How do you think I make my money? You think I just go out in the garden and dig it up? You think it grows on trees? Obama didn't care. He showed us exactly who he was. He's a weak dude. Weak people want somebody else to go do their job for them. Hey, listen, I don't want to work. Will you go get that guy's money and bring it to me, please? Okay, what's my cut? I'll give you half. Okay. And that's what government is. It's a bunch of weak-kneed sissies who have taken us for granted. They don't care about us. But why did I call you little? Why did I call you small? Why did I say, hey, little people? Because let me explain something. We little people get together, and we amass, and we're a big group. We become formidable. Mother Teresa said, be faithful in small things, because in them your strength lies. When Donald Trump went out on his course, he was happy to do it as a leader. He is. But you know what strengthens him when he goes to sleep at night? Knowing you exist. And no matter who it is, I'm going to tell you, I'm one of the strongest willed people you will ever meet in your life. And I don't have to have you. I don't need you to follow me. But you know what? When I find out you're there, I feel better. I'm still going to chart my course. But I feel better knowing you're there. That's why I tell you guys, go to kjradio.com. Send us a note. 844-551-8255. Call. Let us know what you think. Because whether you know it or not, you're strengthening people. I had a friend of mine. She was more of an acquaintance. I was thinking about hiring her to do some social media stuff. And we couldn't work it out, but we stayed in contact just because she'd pop up on Facebook or whatever, and I'd see her. Hey, how you doing? I'm okay. So one day in particular, I saw her name pop up. You know how this thing works. It just somebody will come up, and something on my heart said, hey, man, you ought to just see how she's doing. And I said, hey, how you doing? And she says, not so good. And we end up in this little bit of a dialogue, and I told her, I said, hey, look, I feel for whatever you're going through. I'm not going to dismiss it. I'm not going to push it aside. I'm not going to do that man thing and go, well, listen, here's how you fix it. Because that's not what my purpose is. But here's what I will tell you. I do feel for you because I believe your feeling of whatever you're going through is legitimate. But I promise you this. God will get you through it. You'll be okay. And if there's anything I can do to help, you let me know. And so she went on to explain the problem, and I don't remember honestly what it was, but whatever it was, I said, okay, here's what I can do to help and what you might be able to do, and we worked it out. And it was probably, I'm going to guess, a year or so later. Timelines don't really matter in the story, but it's a true story. And, you know, I was online doing work, and suddenly I get a message from her. Hey, how you doing? I said, busy. What's going on? Good to hear from you. How are things going on your end? And she says, oh, about the same. But she says, but here's what I want to tell you. You remember that day you contacted me, blah, blah, blah? I said, yeah, of course I remember. I think about it all the time. And she goes, you saved my life. She said to me, Kevin, I was so down, I can't describe to you. And she says, it's like you just popped in like an angel, would not solve my problems, but you made me think about them differently. And she says, I just felt the need to tell you that. And I thought to myself, wow, how would I ever know? I'd never met her. I had no other way of contacting her except that. Maybe I had her phone number or something from when we were talking about her doing some work for us. But, you know, how many people do you know? How many people have you impacted? Has your strength impacted that you don't even know? Maybe they tell you, maybe they don't. You know, look, we're important. We're little, but we're important. And when we amass, we can do amazing things. The left, think about what they say all the time. The GOP, the conservatives are splintered. They're splintered. They don't know what to do. They are constantly in lockstep. The one thing that they lockstep for is against us. They are the most splintered people on the planet, which is why they call us that. But they're supposedly in lockstep in their hatred of us. The only thing we are in lockstep in as conservatives are core values. We believe in our individual freedoms. We believe in a free market. We believe in accountability. There's no malice to it. There's no, we have no evil. There's no evil intent. I'm not mad at the left. I just look at those core values. That's what we focus on. They're mad at you. They see you as destructive, as evil, as racist, as homophobic, as Islamophobic, all these different things. And they come, that's the only thing that drives them is hatred and evil. That's it. And they're supposed to be all together, right? They're supposed to win every time on every issue. And you know what's happening, folks? They're getting their butts kicked, but good. Every single issue that comes up these days, boom, they're getting crushed. And they don't know how to handle it. And I'll tell you why. They have no strength. No strength of character. No strength of even the argument. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. For you guys writing to me, calling the show, I truly appreciate your notes. I'm behind right now. I owe you guys return, you know, some responses, and I will get to those. But gotta tell you, love getting them. It bolsters our spirit. We have the will of 1,000 men. I'm telling you, in this organization, and we don't have 1,000 people, by the way. But we have the will of 1,000 people, and we will not give up. We will not let up. That's just the way it is. And is it? Does the road get weary? It absolutely does. But we find the strength. People, you know, it's funny when I'll be sent stuff to people at 2 o'clock in the morning, like, man, do you sleep? I'm like, very little, very little. And trust me when I tell you, I want to. I want to go out and have vacations and spend time with, you know, family and friends and stuff like that. But you know what? Somebody's got to guard that line. We're talking about strength today, folks, on the Kevin Jackson Show. The real man smiles in trouble, gathers strength from distress, and grows brave by deflection. That was what Thomas Paine said, the man who wrote Common Sense. And I want to ask you a question. Do you find Barack Obama to be a real man? Do you feel like he went through a whole lot of stress in his life, and that's what built his backbone and his character? If you'd like me, you're probably going, what the, man, what are you, Kevin, get off them drugs. You would never think that about Barack Obama. He didn't go through any wars. He used the light-skinned Negro with the no-Negro dialect to get everything he wanted, and somebody made it easy for him all along the way. Barack Obama hasn't struggled. And you know the sad part about life for most of the millennials in America? They haven't struggled either. That's why they related to that clown. They love the idea. You know, he came out there and talked like this and said, hey, you know, we're going to try to do something about college, those student loans. And they're like, yay, he's dreaming. Why should we have to pay back our loans? I don't know, maybe because every generation before you paid back their loans? Maybe because it's a loan. It's not your money. It's somebody else's money. Maybe it's because the public is betting on you to go out there and be somebody and make a, you know, take your career and make it into something and push, put back into society, you little social justice warrior plebe puke. Maybe that's it. But what they do is they go, oh, you know, I'm going to get a stupid, useless degree that doesn't pay any money, and then I'm saddled with all this debt. What do I do? Why should I have to pay back my loans? Meanwhile, the guy getting his engineering degree, me, you know, double E or computer science or math or whatever, you're out there, you know, working and you got gainfully employed designing missiles and, you know, I designed sorting equipment, stuff like that. And, you know, and readers and programmable logic and all kinds of stuff. And these clowns are out there going, we want more black people at your company. That's your contribution? You want more women and Guatemalan midgets at my company? I don't need you. Go get a real degree. Why are we funding that nonsense? But that's not even what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the strength of Donald Trump. Let me ask you this. Do you believe Obama would have melted under the pressure of what Donald Trump is going through? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, y'all looking at me going, now, that was deep. That was a deep question, wasn't it? Thank you. I appreciate that. Here's what I said when I was thinking about that. Thank God for leftists. That Barack Obama was coddled in every way. Barack Obama failed almost every test he took. Almost every one. And you know what the left did? It's okay. He's our little Negro. It's okay. They didn't care. They didn't care that Barack Obama was not ready for prime time. They didn't care that his ideas, his policy positions were idiotic. A baboon was better at policy than Barack Obama. You'd have a better time picking your final four with a monkey going, I don't know, Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi, whatever, than letting a Barack Obama look at something. He's an idiot. Can you imagine how that little pansy would have melted under a fraction of the pressure of Donald Trump? Think about that. And see, that while you're thinking about that, let me tell you what the left is doing. They are so mad. They are so mad because they know that to be true. They applied, the left, applied as much pressure as they possibly could on President Donald Trump. And you know what he does? He lays down in a suit and he wakes up like it's been dry cleaned and pressed. They cannot wrinkle this man. He is undaunted. He is steadfast and true because he knows who he is. He is unafraid, unabashed, whatever you want to call it. And you want to know why? Strength comes from his indomitable will. Donald Trump says, I can do this job. We have never, I'm telling you, in the history of this country, we have never had a man who got into the office and said, I can do that. I can do that with my eyes closed. Because every one of them, I'm talking, even the guys in the past, I'm talking George Washington, all that, it was all fresh and new to them. Trump watched many presidents in the modern era, all learning from the ones before them. And by the time it got to him, he said, this is nothing. You and I know the same thing. If you know something so cold and you've watched people do it and you're like, man, these clowns are doing that. And when it comes your turn, you're like, all right, I'll show you. Bam, 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 bam. It's like watching Einstein look at a motor. He's like, man, y'all are tweaking that. Like, get move back. Bip, 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 bip. Boom. And they're like, wow, it runs a lot better under him. Your dadgum Skippy, it does, because he's a genius. I'm going to talk more about that in a bit. So, Obama, he can't handle the pressure. As my brother used to say when we were playing dominoes, pressure will bust a pipe. Yeah, the left want to present Barack Obama as Mr. Cool, Mr. Calm, Mr. Relaxed, but he was nothing like it, nothing close. He was the most scared president on the planet, and the only thing that made him feel confident was the adoring, undying adulation of fans that said, we cannot let our bet on him go bad. If we let it go sour, we lose our money. He second-guessed himself his entire presidency. He flip-flopped on major issues so badly, even the leftists called him on it. But then they see him crying, and they go, hey, Barry, don't cry. Don't cry. Somebody bring in the affirmative action rag and wipe his head for him. Or some butt balm. Let him heal his wounds. Imagine for a second if the Justice Department was against Barack Obama the way they've been against Donald Trump. You think Barack Obama would have had a scandal-free presidency if they played it by the book? If he didn't have Comey and McCabe and all those people covering for him? Do you honestly believe that we wouldn't be talking about Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS scandal, and a host of others? You doggone Skippy, we would. But they all covered for him because they had to. They don't have to cover for Trump. That's the beauty of conservatism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Oh, my goodness. So, we talked the other day about Oprah Winfrey and her speech that she gave during the Golden Globes. And afterwards, people started offering up this notion that she should be president of the United States. And it came up before. I'm trying to remember what I saw on it, because they were looking at either Michelle Obama or Oprah Winfrey. You guys remember? Yeah. I mean, I kind of barely remember. But I know Oprah was kind of put up there as like, well, she could run. You know, Oprah would be good. But for the most part, it was ridiculed. The left ridiculed us about Donald Trump being president. And they said, you know, why should a billionaire TV guy be president? I think we talked about it in the last show where I said we did a meme that said, well, you know, the Democrats, when Trump wanted to be president, said he's just a billionaire TV guy. But now they're like, Oprah for president. And so I called her. We did a meme. I called her the queen of fake news. And I said, have you ever seen the cover of an Oprah magazine and seen what she looks like? Because that's not Oprah. And Oprah's presidency, just for the record, would be just like that. I'll get to that in a second. She gave the worst speech of her life in 2018, well, at the Golden Globes. And I don't know how many others she's given, but Holly weirdos pretended to love this speech because that's their job. They have to pretend. They have to act like they care about issues. That speech was divisive. Oprah pointed the finger of blame at everything except what it truly should be pointed at, which is leftism. And for all intents and purposes, she pulled a Meryl Streep because she acted the speech. And I talked about this. She thanked the 4 men for her getting ahead. Yeah, she thanked the white guy who got her the job at AM Chicago. And that job got her spotted. I mean, got her on AM Chicago. Then she got spotted on Quincy Jones for that. And she thanked Quincy Jones because he recommended her for the amazing role that she got in The Color Purple when he talked to Spielberg and said, I've got your whatever character Oprah played at the time. And then she thanked her long-term boyfriend, a man she doesn't marry because he might get half. And the only mention of a woman was Gail, who has absolutely nothing to do with Oprah's career. And Oprah, in fact, is the reason why Gail has a career. And then, of course, she took a cheap shot at President Trump, saying she's fighting on behalf of the crooked fake news media. And holy mother of Rosa Parks, the irony, a black woman standing up for the media industrial complex owned by the richest white men in the world. On the planet. So, finally, Oprah attacked men, leftist men, by pretending she was going to fight for all women. Yet who are the enablers of the sexual predators and the bullies in Hollywood? Oprah and the feminists like her. They're the ones who enable the Weinsteins and everybody else that's there. They even enable the Kevin Spaceys of the world so they can commit pedophilia. They don't care. Bugger a child. You know, put a woman on the casting couch against her will. Just promise her she's going to get a role in something. And it's all good. But nowhere in that speech did Oprah Winfrey attack Harvey Weinstein or anybody like him. But even with that as the backdrop, the LA Times said Oprah Winfrey for president was something of a running theme throughout the Golden Globes on Sunday, beginning with Seth Meyers' opening monologue where he jokingly forbade Oprah from considering the presidency. And then Oprah gave her speech. Oh, yeah. People were like, whoa, she's awesome. Social media exploded. Started to rally for Oprah to get the job. She absolutely can do it. Gail, Oprah's best buddy, she said, I thought that speech was amazing. Yeah, I got goosebumps. Eva Longoria and Keith Urban shared a table and they gushed, that speech. It was more of an exaltation, Keith Urban said. Alan Horn, chairman of Disney Studios, he was impressed. She knows how to deliver it, too, he remarked. She's really emotional. And then, the coup de grace. NBC tweeted, Oprah for president, with a picture of her. She's there smiling. Ooh, nothing but respect for our future president. Hashtag Golden Globes. And the tweet then got deleted. But it was posted moments after Seth Meyers had done his comic routine about the 2011 White House Correspondents' Dinner having pushed Donald Trump to run for president. And here's what he said. In 2011, I told some jokes about our current president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Jokes about how he was unqualified to be president. Some said that night had convinced him to run. So Meyers said, so if it's true, I just want to say, Oprah, you will never be president. You don't have what it takes. Ha 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 ha. Everybody starts laughing, right? Yeah. See, the Democrats ridiculed Donald Trump for being president, said it couldn't happen. So now, hey, let's see if we can pull a genie out of the black bottle this time and get Oprah elected. Why? Because she's so qualified. She's so qualified. So in response to Twitter's faux pas, users responded, and they ridiculed the network. Many of the responses pointed to the hypocrisy of Oprah Winfrey, who, and they posted the scene of Oprah kissing on Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, and then there was another picture of Oprah. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see it. But it was of Oprah's overly protective nature of this little white chick. She's a blondie, and Weinstein's coming up to her, and Oprah's kind of holding her hand back. And at the time, I thought, wow, Oprah's really protecting that young girl from Weinstein, but as it turns out, Oprah might have been his pimp. Now, I'll get to that in a second, but here's what I want to tell you about Hollywood. Every single actress in that town pretends to now care about women, and all those women or either pimps or prostitutes. Sorry about the language, but they are. And they're that for Harvey Weinstein and his type. They pretend not to know the type of man that Weinstein and others are, but they know him quite well. To screw your way to the top is a rite of passage. It's initiation into the club. To get to the brass ring of Hollywood, you have to be willing to be somebody's. I'll just let you fill in the gap there. Everybody does it, so nobody wants it to stop. If you got to make the ultimate sacrifice, so be it. And part of that responsibility of the insiders, they aren't going to tell you this, is to find them new meat, new ingenues. Imagine this. You've been taken advantage of by Harvey Weinstein, but you made it. And so one of your friends goes, hey, listen, you're in the movies. I want to get in the movie business. And your friend's going, you know, you don't want to be in the movie. I really do. Oh, my gosh. You just want to. Would you please introduce me to Harvey? And your friend goes, I can't, the person doing it goes, I can't say anything bad about Harvey, because if it gets back to him, then it's going to be bad news, you know, for me. They can't say anything to the person who wants to get a meeting with Harvey, because if they say, well, you know, with Harvey, you're going to be on your knees, or you're going to, you know, on that casting couch. Oh, you just don't want me to get ahead. You just think it all for yourself. You know that's what I, you are between a rock and a hard place. You want to tell somebody, look, and then there's a third option, I should say, where you don't want to admit what you did. Because if you say, look, in order to get into Harvey's office, you got to, you know, you got to let Harvey do some stuff to you. Now, did he do it to you? Well, I'm I ain't going to say it to everybody. So you got three things to deal with. You got the one that you don't want to get back to Harvey. The two that you don't want somebody going on, you just block it, man. You don't want me to get ahead like you. Oh, you that kind of dude, right? And then the third one is you're pimping yourself. You're like, oh. So you don't want to, what do you do? Anyway, there was an aspiring actress. She said that Harvey Weinstein used Oprah Winfrey and Naomi Campbell to dupe her into thinking she would help, that he would help her career, only to use her for sex. And she's a British actress. Her name is Katie Noble. She was head over heels impressed, she said, when she first met Weinstein at an event in London. He was hanging out with the model Campbell and the megastar Oprah swinging off his arm. I thought, obviously, this man has something amazing in store for me. She did a teary-eyed interview in Manhattan to discuss a sex trafficking lawsuit that she filed earlier against Weinstein. She says, Weinstein used promises of career advancement to lure her into a hotel room in Cannes, France, where he forced himself on her. She said, I felt completely played. She felt played, let me tell you, America, because she was played. And these sanctimonious sons of you-know-whats pretend to extend their help to the blue-collar women. How magnanimous. Told you guys, I had a friend who was sexually harassed by a VP at a company, and he made it clear, you could write your ticket if you sleep with me. And she reported him, and he was gone within a week. So let me tell you, Oprah Winfrey and these Hollywood ingenues aren't helping anybody except themselves. They want to exonerate themselves from what they've really done, which is ruin the women's movement.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So we've been talking about the Golden Globes, Oprah Winfrey, Oprah for president, who's going to run for president, lots of different things. I'm having a lot of fun myself on this stuff. But I want to talk about what happens when you escalate, or as James Clyburn would say, escalate to that level. You enter a whole new realm. And despite electing a fraud like Barack Obama, we now have a president that we know a lot about. We know about his divorces. We know about his, you know, his bankruptcies. We know about all the different things, you know, a lot of stuff. We know a lot about Donald Trump. He's written books about himself. And being as such a public figure, he's had a lot of time for scrutiny. He's been political without being into politics. And we know a ton about him. We know a lot more about this man than we've ever potentially know about Barack Obama. We may not know about Barack Obama for three generations. But what that brings up is the dirt. You get a lot of dirt on people as they go through the ranks. And Oprah Winfrey, I'm going to tell you something. She's a fabricated story. Probably less well known than our former half-black president. History that's as much fiction as Huck Finn. And there was a 2010 story Fox News did that profiled a guy who was writing a book about Oprah Winfrey. And he says this: Oprah Winfrey, who built a billion-dollar empire persuading everyone from celebs to average Joes to reveal the truth about themselves, is a big phony when it comes to her own past. Winfrey's relationship with longtime love Stedman, her reputed dirt poor upbringing in rural Mississippi, her rumored lesbian crushes on women such as Diane Sawyer, all her stories she's manipulated for decades in the name of sensational ratings. This is Kitty Kelly's book. Now, Kitty Kelly is a sensationalist. I'll tell you that right now. But still, sometimes she gets the facts right. She says Winfrey concocted stories about her sexual abuses she suffered as a child and grossly exaggerated the poverty that she grew up in. She went on to say that Oprah went to great lengths to conceal her lesbian affairs, and quite frankly, I don't care. That I don't care about. But here's where it gets kind of interesting. They say Oprah, who claims that, you know, she was, I mean, she admits to being promiscuous and things like this, and talking about rape, it turns out she was just pretty much selling herself on the street, essentially a prostitute, and people have described her as that, family members. Oprah doesn't know the real identity of her biological father. Again, I don't care, but why take the story to another level? They say her relationship with her mother is so cold she won't let the older woman have her phone number, won't let her mom have her phone number. Now, again, I get it. It happens. People have relationships where they go, I'm not talking to you. I don't want you to get a hold of me. I personally don't understand how you do that to a parent. I had a parent who was in prison, and I still took his calls. This got me thinking, because I get asked a lot, Kevin, so when did you stop being a Democrat? And I go, I was never a Democrat. What? And it's almost like they're disappointed that I don't have this, you know, I don't know, story of redemption. And I always think to myself, is it not bad enough that my mother died before my fifth birthday and my father spent the majority of his life in prison, so I didn't have him? But no, they want to know, surely you were at some point a Democrat, right? Or, you know, made the trend. No, I wasn't. And as poor as we were as a family growing up, when I talk about it in my book, I still don't lament it. It isn't like we were so poor. You know, we were so poor. My goodness, I wore the same shoes and couldn't get in. I mean, we were poor. I know we were. But there were many things that made me rich. And I say that. Well, I felt rich in so many ways. Anyway, back to Oprah. So the thing about people like Oprah and others, they know the story. It plays, the rags to riches story plays very well. These conversion stories do very well. The Horatio Alger types. And, you know, just for the record, you know anybody else that's done that? Maybe has a bit of a funny name? Know what I mean? Yeah. Well, I do. Winfrey was born in, I can't even say this, it was Kosciuszko, Mississippi in 1954, and this article says, the way she likes to tell it, she was so impoverished that she never had any new dresses or dolls and had to adopt two cockroaches as pets, naming them Melinda and Sandy. Now that tells me right there, she's making it up. You know, she's joking. Yeah, we were so poor, you know, the electric company came and blew out our candles. But, And this is where I think the story gets kind of interesting. Her family goes, it's nonsense. They weren't well off, but they say she was relatively spoiled as a little girl. And here's what her a relative, Catherine Carr Esther, says, where Oprah got that nonsense about growing up in filth and roaches, I have no idea. Why do you tell such lies? That's what people want to hear. The truth is boring. Now, to Oprah's credit, I say this. She turned her life around. But why the lies? And here's a part of the story that doesn't play well with her disdain for men. As a teen, they say, Oprah was a wild child, promiscuous to the point of prostitution. This is what her relatives say. Okay? This isn't conjecture. They said the future star would steal from her mother's purse, pawn her jewelry, even turn tricks. She was eventually, here's where it gets really interesting, sent to live in Nashville with Vernon Winfrey, who was her mother's former lover and who is listed on her birth certificate as her father. He's been described as a domineering disciplinarian who set her straight. Now, here's why this story is of interest to me. Oprah has a man in her life who set her straight. He's the one who got her on the straight and narrow. Do you think that Oprah Winfrey, I'm not saying, I don't know what she's done for this man and all that, but why would you go on TV during the Golden Globes and talk about men and women are oppressed and women this, that, and the other, and I've already given you a litany of other men who've helped Oprah get to where she is. A man got her on the straight and narrow. Now, there are other rumors floating around about her lesbian stuff and all that. I don't really care. But what I do care about is the idea that here again is another person who you don't know much about. She's built a billion-dollar empire. And honestly, if the truth came out about Oprah Winfrey, she'd be penniless. She never would have gotten where she's gotten. It's a fabrication. And you wonder why she was able to play the role in The Color Purple so well. She's been playing a role her whole life. And there are people like Oprah. They love the attention. I went to look for pictures when we posted a story about her. I was looking for pictures and I was thinking to myself, wow, this lady has hung out with the top, the most glamorous people in the world. If you took the net worth of the people that Oprah Winfrey has interviewed, we couldn't buy their coats. These are people that, and I'll be honest with you, I don't care about stars. I think it's a ridiculous notion. When my friends have me over, I got some friends that live next to me, not too far from me, and they are overjoyed when I come over. It's funny, they think I don't realize it, but they'll call other friends who are Fox people, who watch Fox, and they just all happen to kind of be at the house. And I think to myself, okay, first of all, I'm on to you. And it's kind of cute. It's flattering. Don't misunderstand me. I don't feel, look at you, sir. But I think to myself, really, guys, I'm not that big. I'm not a big deal at all. When I say I'm not that big of a deal, I'm not a big deal. It's not that I'm not that big of a deal. I'm not a big deal, period. So why the hoopla? I've never understood it. Don't misunderstand me. I have people I really respect. Like I saw Herschel Walker the other day on the he was out with the Georgia Bulldogs during the championship game. And I saw Herschel. I was like, hey, I hadn't seen Herschel in a while. Warms my heart because I know him. Bo Jackson, one of my idols, man. Probably one of the best athletes ever. Definitely get excited if I get a chance to see Bo. But I'm not like, ooh, Google, gaga, gaga, giga, what you know? I just don't. I see big name stars. I hang out with people that I think, a lot of people go, wow, he's a, amazing person. And I just look at it as no big deal. They're guys that put their pants on like me. But if you are into that, Oprah Winfrey has seen everybody. She's been, I saw a picture of her with Brad and Angelina. Who hasn't wanted to meet Brad and Angelina, right? I'm just saying, they're some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. Remember the Tom Cruise thing when he jumped up on the... these are people in their prime. She sees everybody. And I bet you that's what she wanted to do her whole life. She wanted to be the person that was around those people, and it made her bigger than life. And she is. She's bigger than life. But is she really? If you know her real story.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.